everyone. Welcome back to the Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. This is Joe Holloway hanging out with Brian Babin and Garrett Turner. Got lots of sports on the agenda today. It's been a pretty exciting weekend.
It definitely has. Starting off with football, what a great game Baylor played. Unfortunately, one major error that really ended the chances for the Bears. But, it was a tough game. What did y'all see so far from this game, I guess, for Baylor as a respect standpoint?
We're obviously no longer doormats, which is good. And I think that's something that Browse has been concentrating on all season long, is just team toughness. And I think they definitely showed it against a highly ranked Missouri team. It's unfortunate that a few plays in the final drive of the game didn't really go our way, but nonetheless, it was a great game. Probably the best that I've seen in Floyd Casey in a long time.
Right, definitely. It's something about homecoming, too. You know, you got the a couple years ago, you had the comeback win there, and or maybe it's just something about that weekend, because that was when I had the big A&M weekend.
It was Halloween weekend.
Right, Halloween weekend. So everything crazy happens on there. But yeah, let's dive in and talk about Griffin. Set a record and then stop his record in the same game. NCAA record for most consecutive pass attempts by a starter
to start a career,
right. And then he ended up breaking it. And Garrett or Joe, do y'all want to tell us about that play there?
It was third down and long. Came after a little 2-yard scamper by Griffin, which really wasn't, there just wasn't, weren't too many options open for him on that play. And I think Brad Taylor had a drop on first down that probably would have gotten us another first down. So it was kind of a bad position for him to be in with the game on the line. But he's a freshman, made a freshman mistake, thrown into kind of heavy coverage over the middle.
Right.
But game on the line, you try to make the play.
That's what they always say, you know, don't throw it late over the middle. And sure enough, when you do, what happens?
Get picked.
Kind of reminiscent of, you know, another game earlier this year that I believe you wrote a article on earlier.
Exact same score as the Baylor-UConn game. Each game came down to, you know, last 2 minutes. Can Baylor get down the field and score at least a field goal? And in both instances, turned out to be no. But
right. And that's a big thing about Baylor's offense there. So, you know, it's so much of a short passing game, short running game. And if they break it, great. But, you know, it's just to slowly work your way down the field, keep that time possession going, and not take too many deep risks. So that's hard to do in a two-minute offense, to be able to move from the 20-yard line all the way down 80 yards in 2.5 minutes.
Room for improvement.
Right. Yeah.
Work on the clutch factor.
And let's talk a little about the defense that has kind of been a sore spot for the past couple of years at Baylor. But this game, they really played pretty well against a team that was averaging about 600 yards of offense a game. If you want to talk, let's see, Daniels, they forced him to make some bad decisions. He had 2 interceptions.
Could have had more.
Or
closer.
Right. And, I mean, what does that mean? Do you think the team's turning a corner here?
Yeah, I definitely think that respecting Big 12 is going up. And I just think that, you know, there's hope now for the team. You know, just like Joe said, we're not doormats anymore. But the defense is stepping up. And frankly, the coaching and the play calling is getting a lot better. Everything's looking up. New facility, new team, new coach, new quarterback. It's all going good.
Can't wait to play A&M.
Right. But before we get to A&M, we got to go through what's going to be an incredibly tough game for Baylor. Going down to Austin, playing in the newly renovated 95,000-plus seat stadium at Texas.
Full of angry Longhorns fans.
That just lost to Tech. So, looking at this game, now, there are some things that look really good for Baylor. First of all,
it's early.
It's early.
Fans will still be tired.
Right. It's 11 o'clock game. Arakpo, the defensive end, that's getting some Heisman talk for first defensive player in a while to get the Heisman, if he were to, is injured. His status is
questionable.
And then Cosby, the wide receiver, he also may not be playing. And that's two huge things. Granted, they still have Shipley, but, do y'all see any other advantages that Baylor might have going in this game?
Yeah, I think the weak secondary definitely plays. And especially since last game, the guy, you know, dropped an interception just to seal the game, so, versus Tech. So I just think that, you know, I don't know, I just don't think that secondary's ready to really handle Griffin. We don't have those high-caliber wide receivers. However, we do have a quarterback that's very good at managing the game and is a playmaker. So right. I think that's going to help us.
Right, that's definitely a weak, young secondary, as we saw in those last two plays, offensive plays, or I guess defensive plays of the games for them. The drop by Blake Gideon, and then the next play on the touchdown, poor tackle by the cornerback, and the safety. Ran right past the whole thing, didn't even second cover. So, you know, that's a tough thing that Texas is going to have to work on if they have that Baylor should be able to take advantage of. Another thing is Colt McCoy. Now, everybody says, you know, he's great. He likes to up until last game, he had an 80% completion percentage. But at the same time, every once in a while, he does try to fire a couple shots down the field. So,
I think he's prone to mistakes. I think he's just as good as the talent around him, which that's, you know, that's obvious. That's obvious. But, you know, it's an obvious thing for everybody that plays a sport. But I just think that, I just think he's overhyped. I just don't think that he's, like, exceptionally good, you know, for, like, Heisman. I just don't see it in him. I just see a young, you know, quarterback that looks like he's about 12 years old on the field, so.
Right. Well, he has changed. Last year, I completely agree with you. I think he's got a little bit more, he's not quite as young looking this year, but yeah, you're right. He is. You know, he makes a lot of mistakes and such, or he takes a lot of chances, and sometimes they turn out to be mistakes. And that's one thing I was talking to Joe Pavelic today and Jordan Lake, and both of them were saying, you know, we've got to get those interceptions, we've got to get those big turnovers and stop them, and not when he's running around, not run up and try to contain him. You have to keep on your guy so he doesn't scramble out and then throw a pass there. So anyway. That's Texas coming up. Now, they're going to be pretty angry that they lost, but do y'all see anything else about this game that could be beneficial for Baylor?
That they just got demoralized. I just think that their confidence is low, so we're going to have to benefit on that.
Right, I think that's definitely true. All right, well, that's it for the football section of our podcast. Please check back on our next track when we talk about all the other sports going on campus.